are entering the age of consequence. A rapacious financial system. Escalating organized violence. Abject poverty for billions. And the looming environmental fallout.
March 11, 2011. An earthquake followed by a tsunami struck northeastern Japan, damaging the Fukushima nuclear plant and causing the worst nuclear crisis since the Chernobyl accident in 1986.
Between 1970 and 2010, there has been a 52% decline in wildlife populations.
400 tons a day of radioactive water going into the ocean.
The biggest crisis of its kind in Europe since the aftermath of World War II. Europe is struggling with a migrant crisis.
Residents in eastern China woke up early this week to find the river that runs through their city had turned blood red.
The annual levels of nitrogen dioxide, a toxic gas, are more than twice World Health Organization guideline levels.
Population is
the Ebola virus is spreading at alarming speed.
20 cases yesterday, 40 cases today, and you know that tomorrow it's going to be 70.
A new world order.
It's a way of destroying people.
We are governed by corporations today.
World government, world central bank, world army, world currency, centralized control of the planet.
If these people, because of their belief in eugenics, want to reduce the world's population by 90%.
Water so contaminated, it catches on fire.
Now, after seeing the pictures of the death, there's some people online speculated that the fish may have died because of radiation. I spoke with several experts who dismissed that idea.
That we have treated our cousins in fur and feathers so horribly that beyond a doubt, if they ever formed an organized religion, the devil would be depicted in human form.